I always appreciate the clever nature of what our teachers come up with for the kiddos to share. So thank you both to Tori and Genesee, as well as to Diane, for having us smile a little bit on this Children and Youth Sunday. Randy Sitzberger is now going to come up and honor our scholarship recipients for this year.
Good morning. On behalf of the Board of Stewardship and Benevolence, I get the really cool job of handing out money to four people today, so I have the easy job, I think. So I want to give special recognition to Fred Kingsley, J.C. Moore, and Bobby Russ, who I did not see today, but they really gave their time and energy to conduct the, what I understand were pretty grueling interviews of these four students. So I want to thank those three from the committee. Without further ado, we heard how impressive these young four people are. Miles Coppedge, come back up. Shannon DeMuth. Aubrey Moore. And Serena Stern. Now, before I let you guys go sit down again, Fred did a great job of reaching out to all the, we have six current students in college right now. Fred did a great job reaching out to them to hear what they're up to and what their adventures have led them to. We heard back from two, so that's a pretty good percentage for college students, I would say. But the four of you, you have to stay in touch. Not only will your parents worry, this church will worry if you don't stay in touch with us. So Fred will probably reach out to you about a year from now to see what you guys are up to, and we expect to hear great stories.
Okay, so this week has been really, really crazy. Come on up, Riley, my news anchor. Last year I started a tradition where I had some of the PFers, because we only have four readers today, find a way to be involved in this worship service. And I hope this is a fun way to hear the story of the Good Samaritan by our lovely reporters and our very humble Samaritan today. So, enjoy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have breaking news live from our eyewitness team. We are reporting from that infamously dangerous stretch of road between Jerusalem and Jericho. Countless robberies and murders have been committed on this road of death and destruction. But today, Eyewitness News has discovered a hero on this decrepit road of doom. Against all odds, he is with us live to tell us his harrowing tale of blood, pain, and boo-boos as he traveled this horrific hollow of death. We are calling this story Survivor, Along the Road of Mayhem. Did I mention this was a bad road?
Here I am live on the 17-mile stretch of the road of Jerusalem to Jericho. I am here with the Samaritan traveler who snatched an innocent Jewish man from the jaws of death. Sir, can you tell us how you were able to save a man's life as he traveled along this horrid highway?
Well, I don't know if it was dramatic as all that.
Don't be modest. I am the eyewitness of this news team, and I can make any story seem outrageously dramatic. Continue with your treacherous tale.
Well, all I really did was help a man that was robbed. His clothes were taken, and he was left for dead.
So a Jewish man was lying there with no clothes on, bleeding and practically dead, on the road of horrible havoc? But wait, you're a Samaritan, correct?
Well, yes, I am from Samaria.
And an injured man was Jewish?
Well, I...
This is not good. Samaritans are considered impure to Jews, but this is they do not treat you well at all. Why did you help him, especially on this road of viral violence? How did it happen?
Well, I needed to get to Jericho quickly. I needed to take this road.
A panic and pain?
And I happened to come upon this man who's in terrible shape, left by robbers to die, so I helped him.
What? In the middle of the road of a devastating destruction and death? Weren't you afraid it was a setup? You know, robbers put out an injured person as a decoy, then when you stop to help, bam, they get you?
Well...
Put your own self in danger for those who considered you filthy rags? Why?
Well, I pitied him, so I bandaged his wounds with oil and wine.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You bandaged and wasted good oil and wine on a man who normally wouldn't want you to touch him while on the road of evil?
I bandaged him, put him on my donkey, and took him to the nearest inn. I asked the innkeeper to watch over him.
How did he pay for all of this? He was robbed, you know.
I paid for his room and left any extra money to pay for his expenses. Then, I continued on my way.
This is the most amazing story I've ever heard.
I think his story is amazing.
Did you ever get to talk to him and experience on the revolting, rotting road of dread?
I know that before I arrived, a priest, a man who served in the temple, just passed him by and left him to die.
A priest? Isn't he supposed to be godly?
Not only did one man pass him by, but a second man, a Levite, did not stop either. He was just abandoned.
You're kidding! A second man who worked the temple passed by? Men who should have known the right thing to do?
So you see, someone had to help this man, so that is what I did.
Well, thank you for your neighborly response. This is me, and her, live from the gruesome road of gloom. Back to you, Riley.
That was our live report, Survivor, Along the Road of Mayhem. Maybe we should have called it Samaritan, an unlikely hero on the road of mayhem. I think we have some things to ponder, but that's it for now, from Eyewitness News.
A reading from Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop for them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
Our next reading comes from Matthew 18, verses 1 through 5. At that time, the disciples who came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them and said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me."
We have in the past had a short reflection from our minister, and as I was thinking about the best way to celebrate Children and Youth and Education Sunday, I thought it would be best to do a children's sermon because you never know what you're going to get. So I would ask the children to come on up. All right. So, I'm going to keep this somewhat quick because we have had a lot going on today. But one of the reasons I had the big kids do the silly play about the Good Samaritan and why I had Maya and Bella read the verses that they did is because they celebrated kids. Okay? Particularly the readings. Now, if you were listening, which if you weren't, I totally understand. But who loves the children the most?
I don't know.
Oh, you know. Who is it?
Jesus.
Yes. Dickett. Yes. Yeah, Jesus. He loved the little children, and sometimes his disciples were kind of goofy, and they said things like, "Oh, no, keep the children away." And Jesus said, "No, no, we're doing the opposite. The children should come to me because we need to inherit the kingdom of God like little children with open minds and open hearts." and a willingness to love on just about anybody. Okay, so yes, so Jesus loved the little children the most. Okay, and so he taught his disciples a lesson with that one pretty quick. So Jesus loves you and knows that how much you love him, kind of unconditionally. So then let's think about the silly story that the big kid shared about the Good Samaritan, one of my favorite parables in the Bible. Now, the reason Jesus told that parable about how a priest crossed the road when the man was laying there robbed and dying, and a Levite went to the other side of the road, but this Samaritan, who didn't necessarily like Jewish people, stopped to help. Okay? Now, did he just help the guy? What else did he do?
He forgot.
Yeah, that's okay.
He saved his life.
He saved his life, absolutely. But he did even more than saving his life. What else did he do?
I forgot.
Okay. What?
He gave him more than he started with.
Absolutely. More than he started with. What did he put on him? Who remembers?
He gave him clothes and like a room to stay in.
Clothes and a room. With his own money. Absolutely. What else did he do, Natalie?
Did he say wine and oil?
He put on his wounds. And that's why the girls were like, wait, what? Those were really, really valuable things at that time. So here's a man who he maybe shouldn't even like. And he saves his life. And he gives him clothes and a room. And puts oil and wine on his boo-boos, as the script said. And not only did that, who remembers the last thing he did? The last thing he did, even more than saving his life and clothes and oil on the wounds. What else?
I forgot. What? I know,
they're killing me today. I like this. I forgot. Is this thing on? What did he do?
He gave him more money.
All right. Well done, Elizabeth. He gave the innkeeper even more money and said, take care of this man above and beyond what we've already done. And the whole reason Jesus tells that story is because people who tried to trip Jesus up and have him say things that maybe would get him in trouble said, who is my neighbor? And this was Jesus' answer. Your neighbor is anybody and everybody. And you love your neighbor, regardless of who that is, with all your heart, and you do all the things that these kids just shared. So, you don't have to save somebody's life. You can just be cool and kind and loving and all those words those 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds said. You can do that to other people and show Jesus' love through that. Can you do that? We're heading into summer. So I'm not going to see you consistently, so you take those lessons into the summer, okay? Awesome. Cool. Okay. Back you go. Thank you for your